It's not the full menu. You're listening to a snack-sized portion of Chefdemoni. Here's your host, Graham McLennan.
Hello, how are you? It has definitely been a while. I'm reporting from fabulous Las Vegas, Nevada. This is just a quick episode to update you on some really great eats that I've had over the past few days and to look ahead to the season-ending finale of Chefdemoni, which is actually still coming out, and it will be Vegas-themed, and I'll have more to say on that at the end of today's talk. But today, I'm in Las Vegas. I'm heading to Palm Springs tomorrow, and I've enjoyed a great few days with my friend John, who is one of my absolute best buddies from high school. In fact, John and I, after we graduated from high school, we lived in France near each other for about 5 months, and we studied French, sort of, and enjoyed all the fantastic food in the Savoie region in France. And now, of course, we are staying in Paris, Las Vegas. So there you go, the circularity of the universe. A few highlights. I landed very late. John got here before I did. I landed very late on Thursday night, around midnight. And by the time I got off the plane and into a cab, oddly enough, with my friend David, who I used to work with when I was in private practice years and years ago, and we used to have this great annual trip to Las Vegas, and I just happened to bump into David at the airport, so that was super fun to fly down with him and then to share an Uber to the Strip. David, thank you for that Uber ride. So got here really late, got checked in, and then John and I went for a late night dinner, and we went to a place off Strip that I'd been wanting to go to for a long time and just never had the opportunity to check out. And here we definitely did have the opportunity because it was one of the few places open late, really late. Vegas, for all of its 24/7 reputation, it's declining in the 24/7. Certainly in the food realm, there are fewer and fewer options that are open around the clock. But Herbs and Rye is open until 3 o'clock in the morning, and it was really busy when we got there. They do a late night discount on some of their menu items, quite a few of them, and I think that drives a crowd into the restaurant late at night. So it was busy, which was great. Felt like a standard dinner rush at about 8 p.m., even though it was about 2 a.m. when we sat down for dinner. Started with a Vegas classic. You have to do it. My friend David Figler has talked about this on CityCast Las Vegas. This was the shrimp cocktail. Used to be 99 cents across Las Vegas. Those days are long gone. But the shrimp cocktail at Herbs and Rye, which I think was $17, was really good. Super simple, super classic cocktail sauce, some shredded lettuce, which I didn't eat. I'm not sure if anybody does, but 5 really nice pieces of shrimp. Cool, crispy. No, crispy is not the right word, but you know, a little toothsome crunch to them and that refreshing cocktail sauce. So those were fantastic. John and I shared a ribeye that was very generously sized. We shared an order of cacio e pepe. Longtime listeners, you will know that I absolutely love cacio e pepe. They did it very well here. And it was a great reminder right off the gun, you know, hours after I had landed, of how great service can be in Las Vegas. Restaurants here, certainly compared to Vancouver, which is where I mostly experience restaurants, the service it's more complete, I'm going to say, because they have more staff. They have dedicated food runners. They have dedicated bussers. So your table is always clear. The food comes out together and quickly, generally, and that leaves the servers free really to interact with the customers and kind of curate the experience. And they did that really well at Herbs and Rye, so I would go back. That was a really nice start to the trip. We had brunch the next day at Brasserie B, which is a Bobby Flay restaurant at Caesars. It was good. I had the chicken paillard. John had the croque monsieur. That reminded us absolutely of our days in France. It didn't bowl me over, but it was good. I'm glad we went. Glad I checked it out. Dinner that night really was good, was beyond good. It was fantastic. And this was at Brezza in Resorts World. This is Chef Nicole Brisson. She has kindly been a guest on Chefdemoni. I would highly recommend listening to the episode with Chef Nicole. She is really, really an impressive chef. And her Brezza is a fantastic Italian spot on the Las Vegas Strip. So we had the Caprese salad. I've had this before and talked about this before. It is so good. Chef makes a tomato gelée, and our server, when we were at Brezza this time, was telling us that they had changed up the recipe a bit for the gelée to make it even more intense. So it is a bomb of tomato flavor. It is so, so good with fresh tomatoes and then the cheese and the olive oil. What a start. The kitchen very kindly sent out, as a treat on them, they sent out an order of gnocco frito, which is savory fried bread, with absolutely incredible prosciutto. So you wrap the prosciutto around these sort of savory little donut puffs. I mean, how can you go wrong, right? Then, new on the pasta menu, we had their version of cacio e pepe, but at Brezza, what they're doing now is making it in agnolotti form. So the stuffed pockets of pasta with the pecorino inside and then some grated cheese over the top, a little sauce around the plate. That was really incredible. I could have eaten that and been completely happy. But of course, I didn't stop there. I ordered the 100-day dry-aged bone-in New York strip. Again, listen to the full episode with Nicole if you'd like to hear more on her thoughts about dry-aging beef. She really is a market leader in this. And the dry-aged beef at Brezza, like, this place is a sleeper steakhouse. It's perceived, I think, as an Italian restaurant, which of course it is. But the steaks that come out of that kitchen are really something else. So I would recommend it on that basis too. John had the halibut. It was fantastic. And a shout out here to Connor, who was our server. We had great service from everybody and fantastic food from the kitchen. But Connor really did a great job looking after us. Young guy who was sort of wise beyond his years and really took care of us. Now, it wasn't the next morning. We went to a yoga class, actually. It was a very, very middle-aged tour of Las Vegas. Yoga, fitness center, and, you know, attempts at healthy eating in amongst the indulgence. So I just had coffee and yoga until about 12:30 yesterday, and then we wound up in the Arts District, where we went to, of course, Esther's Kitchen. Here, again, there is a full episode with Chef James Trees. Highly recommend you check that out. Again, another amazing Las Vegas chef. One of the current cool things about Esther's is that they very recently moved into their brand new space right down the street from their old space. But this new space is absolutely huge. They've got a fresh pasta station and then an enormous wood-fired pizza oven right in the center of the restaurant. And they're turning out, again, consistently wonderful food. Their sourdough bread is something else. Again, that full episode with Chef James Trees has lots of thoughts on how they do sourdough and how they culture the yeast for it. Absolutely worth a listen if you're a sourdough geek. We had that to start. We had sourdough with three spreadable toppings, really. There was a selection of maybe six or eight. We went with the burrata, with a mixture of cannellini beans and some nduja. And nduja, for anybody who hasn't had it, that's the sort of the cured innards of sausage spreadable onto the bread. Really, really good. I overordered, as I was wont to do on this trip, just because I want to try so many things, right? So I ordered the cacio e pepe, which I didn't really need, but they do it so well. I would say more classic here than anywhere else we had on this trip, but just delicious. The pasta cooked perfectly. I also had a chopped salad that had some salami and cheese in it. John had the frittata, also terrific. So we shared all of those things. And I washed that all down with lots of coffee and with a couple of hazy IPAs by Athletic, which I find it makes a really good near beer, a really good non-alcoholic beer. That went really well with everything for brunch. Then, let's see, last night we went to, I actually got some craps in at Planet Hollywood. That was great. Well, John sat at the pool deck, and then we met up after that for some dinner. So we went to Sushi Samba, which is in the Venetian. It's on the Palazzo side. I've been there before. I really enjoy it. It's very corporate, I would say, in that it is super well organized, and the food comes out very quickly. But we sat at the sushi bar, enjoyed our time there. I would say the highlights were the shishito peppers. They do these wagyu beef gyoza with a kind of a yam puree underneath them. Those are excellent. And then one of the sushi rolls that I had that stands out was a yellowtail and jalapeno roll. Really nice tuna and a nice bit of spice from the jalapeno without overwhelming everything. All right, I've just got one more to go, and this was breakfast this morning. I went to Bardot Brasserie. Finally, I've been wanting to go there for a long, long time. As longtime listeners know, I am a big, big fan of Bouchon in the Venetian, and I go there quite often when I'm in Las Vegas, but I have really wanted to try Bardot Brasserie. It's by Chef Michael Mina. It's in the Aria. I walked over there this morning. John had actually flown out last night, so this was a solo breakfast this morning. So I got up fairly early. I walked over to the Bellagio. I picked up a coffee in the Bellagio, and then I walked back out to the Strip and walked in front of the Bellagio fountains and made my way over to Aria. I have to say, reasonably early mornings in Las Vegas are just fantastic. It's quiet, the streets are open, the sidewalks aren't crowded, and today was sunny and warm without being too hot, so it made for a beautiful start to the day. So I made my way to Bardot Brasserie, again in the Aria. I sat solo at the bar, and I had a couple of classics. I had their steak tartare that came out with this really delicious baguette, and then after that, which was again too much food, but I ate it all, it was so good, I had their quiche with mushrooms and greens. And I have to say, similar to Bouchon, they really do a proper quiche here. The depth of it is significant, so the egg custard actually sets properly without turning into that sort of dense scrambled egg situation that you sometimes get with quiches. So again, fantastic. Just black coffee and water, which was all I needed with that super rich food this morning. So very, very well done. Thank you to my server and bartender, Michelle, who did a great job. Even appeared politely interested when I showed her a picture of my cats and how cute they are. So it was just a really nice, friendly, fun experience. So I would say Bardot Brasserie, if you're looking for simple food done well, this is a great spot to go. And simple, incidentally, is not easy. It requires effort, practice, precision. But I have to say that Chef Michael Mina and his team did that really, really well at Bardot. So there you have it. That is the wrap on the food highlights so far from this trip. But on this trip to Las Vegas, later today, in fact, I am going to be meeting up with Karen from the amazing 360 Vegas podcast. And she and I are going to do some recording in Las Vegas for that season-ending Chefdemoni episode that is going to be very Vegas-themed. So I'm really, really looking forward to that talk. It's always fun to speak Vegas and Vegas food with Karen. And then after we're done that, I'm planning to have dinner with Karen and her husband Mark, and we're going to do that at a new-to-me steakhouse in Planet Hollywood, right here on the Vegas Strip, very close to where I'm staying. So further report to follow on that meal. All right, that is going to do it for this snack episode from Las Vegas. Thank you, as always, for joining me here for the Chefdemoni podcast. My vacation does continue, so it will be a little longer before that finale Vegas theme episode with Karen comes out, but I will definitely let you know when it is going to be dropping. Keep an eye on Instagram. That's where I'm most active on social media. Also on Twitter and Facebook, maybe TikTok, definitely on LinkedIn. You can find me at all of those places. I'm under my name on LinkedIn, and everywhere else is at Chefdemoni. All right, I will be in touch again. That is going to do it for today. Thanks so much for being here. I really do appreciate it. I'm Graham McLennan, and I'll talk to you soon right here on Chefdemoni.